are the verses of the enlightening book. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a certain state that he would experience and the emotional distress that he would go through when the disbelievers would not accept the message of Islam. His level of concern, his level of worry for them with regards to the Akhirah and the consequences that they would face in Akhirah was so intense that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be overwhelmed with grief and he would be overwhelmed with concern and worry, and it had a negative impact on his own health and it had a negative impact on his own self. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَّكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems as if you are going to burn yourself out. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَ You are going to destroy yourself. You are really going to finish up yourself. أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ Because they are not believers. That was the level of concern he had for people who are not even family of his. That how is it possible that these people do not accept the message of Allah and that they do not become believers, they are going to die in a state of kufr. It's something that the Prophet ﷺ could not tolerate, something he could not bear. And although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing him of his condition, Mufassirin explained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact prohibiting him from doing that. That do as much as you can of Muhammad ﷺ. But the approach must be a moderate and a balanced one, not such an approach where you will now completely destroy yourself and you will suffer, your health will suffer, your mental state will suffer, emotionally you will suffer. Don't go to that extent where you will cause yourself harm. إِنَّ شَأْ نُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we wish, we could send down a sign, a miracle from the heavens. فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ And so that their necks are bent over in submission to the sign that we send down. In other words, if we wish, we can send down a miracle or we can send down such a sign, such a convincing sign that immediately their necks will be bent over in submission, meaning that they will submit to that sign. But we know that this is not the system of Allah. And previously, in previous nations, there were times where Allah had sent clear miracles, clear signs of his oneness, and clear signs and miracles proving the authenticity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the community rejected those signs. And we know that whenever a clear miracle was rejected by a community and they did not accept it, even though they asked for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would destroy the people because a clear sign was given to them. So Allah did not do that to the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because if a clear sign and miracle was sent to them, like one that was sent to the people of Salih alayhi salam, when they requested for a female camel to emerge from a mountain, from a rock, and Salih alayhi salam turned to Allah, and Allah allowed that to happen, and they saw it happening, what they had requested, what they had asked for happened before their own eyes, but then they rejected it. And they killed that very sign of Allah and the miracle that Allah had produced. Allah then destroyed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send down such a miracle and such a sign, because if his people were to reject it and they were to deny it, then they would have been destroyed. And that was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find very difficult to bear and tolerate. So Allah says, if we wish, we could do that. We could send down a miracle and a sign from the heavens. But the system of Allah is that Allah has created within us intellect. Allah has created within us the ability to deliberate, to ponder, to think, to contemplate, so that we can search for our Allah and find Allah. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَّ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Whenever a new reminder comes to them from Ar-Rahman, a new reminder in the form of Quran or in the form of other reminders, whenever a new reminder comes to them from Allah, all they do is that they are averse towards it. They turn away from it. They have no interest in it. They know it is the truth. But they are not willing to accept it. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, certainly they have rejected, they have denied. فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ Allah azza wa jal said, the true detail of what mockery they would do and the true details of their ridicule will soon come to them. In the future, they will face the consequences. And the detail in the form of whatever punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them, that will eventually catch up with them. It will meet up with them because of the mocking and because of the ridiculing and because they will fun at you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.